Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to do healings with everyone, do some balancing of chakras, take away entities, do the mind-to-heart drop. And naturally, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so we'll be going there out of time to the Lightship where you can actually have physical healings done. And if you're very fortunate, you may actually see the light beings there. And you're going to be transported in your physical body out of time, like I mentioned, still here. And this is the same process that Jesus used 2,000 years ago. So the first thing we're going to do is some entity releasing from people. So just sit back and relax. And you might feel your energy in your body change. Remember, entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And these bodies come into us. We all know what entities are. If you don't know, and then what I'd suggest doing is just look in someone else's eyes, and if their eyes are all dark, glossed over, they're full of entities, and it's very hard to communicate with them. And they may not actually hold the thoughts that they tell you, because the entities will leave them, and when they leave, they take the memory with them, so it's very difficult to work with somebody with entities. And entities also can cause physical pain to us and bring in their addictions, and even some of their talents to us, but we mainly want to be with our own spirit. This is why your spirit is in your body, and you only get attached by entities inside of you when your spirit is not home. So if you meditate and you go out of your body, then you're probably going to be open to have entities come to you. So here we go. We're going to do some entity releasing, and if you want to come on, Sylvia, you're out there in cyberspace. I'll do some clearing now. And you can talk if you wish. This will take about a minute or two, and I'll just keep clearing as you're talking.
Okay, well, yes, I'm here, and I'll just say hello and welcome everyone to Saturday night. We are live tonight, and as Ron said earlier, we will be having a wonderful opportunity in a little while to go to the Creation Lightship for a special healing session there. And in the meantime, we will do some healings here and talk about the Lightship. And so if you do have any questions about the Lightship that you'd like Ron to address, please go ahead and type them in on the fast chat. And we will get to as many as we can today. And hello to everyone who's on the fast chat right now already. So welcome. And we've had a very nice week. As you know, Ron's been delivering special seminars and workshops on the East Coast, and we've had a couple of archive shows that we've played that have been very special with healings that were particularly selected for this week, so that was great. And now we're live again, and very happy to be with all of you. So if you're new to this program and if you haven't heard it before or about the Creation Lightship, I'll just mention briefly that basically the whole purpose of this radio program, in addition to doing these online healings with everyone, is basically just to connect you to your own divinity within. And, you know, there are so many messages that are given to us in the external world all of the time that seem to point us outside of ourselves or to encourage us to search outside of ourselves for our spiritual truth, to follow other various systems and so on. But the main thing that we all need to be doing right now is connecting to our own divinity within. And that's the only place where you can really get there. It's waiting there for you. It's already there. It's not like your spirit doesn't know or that it has to learn things. You just need to connect inside, and your connection to the divine is right there waiting for you. So it's time for all of us to really make that connection stronger, and that's the purpose of this program. So what Ron is doing right now is something that will help enable us each to go deeper within and to make that connection and to be whole and complete within ourselves without having these extra energies that have perhaps infiltrated our bodies and our energetic systems. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, and then we'll just take it from there.
Okay, so everybody's cleared out. You might feel a change in your body. If you're a feeling type person, you might feel your body actually resonating a little differently right now. And now we're going to bring you more into your body. And this is your spirit coming back in. Love comes walking in, like we kind of call it. And you are going to feel heavier when your spirit comes in. So if everybody has a mirror around, you might want to look in the mirror right now and check out your eyes. And your eyes will always become brighter when you mourn your body. And you will feel that heavy feeling, because naturally you hear more connecting with your body, so you will feel heavy. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to command your spirit in, and it'll come in whatever way it wishes to come into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So again, you may feel a little heavier. You want to check your eyes out, and they're going to be brighter. And we're going to energize the light beam right now on your monitor screen. So if you wish to bring her up, just scroll down on the Creation Light Ship page. And about an inch or so down, you're going to see a light beam underneath the blinking flower. And we're going to energize her right now. So just kind of watch your monitor screen. And here we go. She's starting to become activated. And during one of my workshops the other day, I brought in the males, quite nice. Brought them in very, very strong into the room, and the people just loved them. And they felt electricity in the room coming, and a lot of healing took place during this process here. So it was a nice workshop. I'll be back here again doing another workshop this coming Tuesday at the ARE Center in Manhattan. So if you're interested and you're on the East Coast here, it's on 30th Street, 241 West 30th, between 7 and 8, and it starts at 6:30. And I may even do another special workshop maybe this coming Saturday. We'll see here. So you can always contact me, send me an email if you're interested. And now we're going to do a thing with your spirit here as we're energizing your body more as you come in. And because most people's spirits do not want to come fully into the body, normally your spirit will come down to your waist and kind of stop there for most people because it wants to get out quickly. So we're going to take you out momentarily and put you back in through your feet. And for the very sensitive people, you may feel a little dizzy during this process, which will clear up probably within maybe 15, 20 seconds. But for the other people who aren't too sensitive, it'll just feel like your body's getting heavier on the bottom of your feet and your legs. And this allows you to have more healing with your spirit more fully into your body, coming down into your legs. So here we go. We're going to come out and come back into the bottom of your feet. Ankles, knees, waist, and coming out again and coming in, and out and in, 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 out and you're back in now. So you may feel much heavier. If you have any tingles, warmth, anything like that occurring in your body, that's the normal process that you may have, and you may start to feel the healing properties taking place from your spirit. Remember, your spirit is a conduit for healing. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. And we'll go to your heart center, reposition that in your body, and have it connect to all of your other energetic bodies that are invisible. And this will allow you to have greater healing tonight here. So here we go. Heart chakra feels great. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, good. Second chakra, good. And first chakra, great. With an opening, if you wish to have your chakras opened up a little bit more, we go body with them. So if you want it to be body width, that's fine. Here we go. And I'll use the word spin to accomplish this here. to command the energy. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going now below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. So you should feel pretty energized right now. I'm going to do the mind to heart drop. This takes your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego, different names for it, lower self, whatever. Mainly it's a thought that you think of between your ears here. I'm going to drop those thoughts down to your heart center. And you're going to know when you're in your heart because that's where your thoughts will come from. It won't be in your head any longer. So if you're not feeling or listening to your thoughts in your chest cavity, there we'll say, then you're not in your heart. So your mind may say that you are, but you will not be. So you have to actually feel that sensation, in your chest cavity there, in your heart center. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead, and the first floor is your heart. We'll just drop you down. I'll just count the numbers backwards from 10 to 1. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So we'll have some silence here for about a minute. Just stay in your heart center. Ask your spirit for guidance. Maybe healing. If you don't have the information coming to you, then request that it come to you in the way that you would like your spirit to communicate with you. Could be a song on the radio. It could be newsprint or anything like that. Whatever you want to invent, just specify that so you can get your information. So we'll see you back in a few here. Okay, so you should feel really heart-centered. We're going to activate the light scene on your screen. And just sit back and relax. You may feel the vibrations from her coming into your body. Remember, the light ship only works in the now, which is where the light works. And anything that's not in the now is not of the light. And this is your predictions, your horoscope, your natal chart, anything like this that has a predetermined, predestined life path for you. This is dark side energies, and this is all under mind control. And actually, we have plenty of that down here. And the mind control is actually from the extraterrestrials, and they happen to give also some of the extraterrestrials living on this planet that information too, along with other people who actually do that toward us here. So, but they're the culprits. Remember, we had mind control way before we had the electronic information brought down here. So if you just think that we have only had mind control maybe the last, maybe since Nikola Tesla, we'll say, in the, early 1900s, we'll say, going back 100 years. It's been here for thousands of years. And we're just able now to recreate that. And this is our electronic media that we have here. So I don't get into that too much, but what we're going to do now is release you from this mind control. This will help you actually be able to connect with your spirit more. So the light chip is going to do this for everyone listening. And I'd like you just to maybe feel the energy, if you would, maybe on the lights around you, maybe off your computer screen. And here we go. I'll count to 10, and this is also including energy from like cell towers and, you know, cell phones, etc., radio, TV stations, that all these sound waves, you know, are going through us. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and you can actually feel this energy shift from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel like you're in a bubble. And if you check out your monitor screen, maybe the lights in your room that are, you know, emitting frequencies into your body that you can, you know, in a sense, see, you're going to notice that your body is separate from these here. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
That was actually really incredible. As you were doing that countdown, oh, excuse me, 1 second with the doggy. As you counted down from 1 to 10 there, the instant you said the number 10, I felt the entire energy in my body and all around me in my room shift, as though it was just as clear as when you flip your light switch and your light comes on or off. And it was just a feeling of, you know, I really strongly felt all the energy that kind of normally hits at your energetic system from, you know, the computer and from this and that and everything else. And then when you got to the number 10, it was just completely peaceful, and my body kind of just relaxed because it didn't have that energy to contend with. It was really remarkable. Quite a difference.
Yep, that's great. I felt it here shift too. So we can maybe get some comments here on the fast chat if anyone else felt that.
It's quite a good learning experience, you know, to have that, because it really, you know, when you're in that energy all day long, you don't really even kind of notice it anymore. It's almost as though it's just so much part of our life here. So then when that cuts out and you realize what you're dealing with all the time, it really makes you aware.
So I'm doing a new healing here. This one just came about. This one here happens to deal with your energetic bodies, and they get kind of twisted inside of us. That's about the only way I could determine and talk about this here. And these bodies get out of alignment. So it's kind of like having a Rubik's Cube inside of us, many of them, and they get all twisted up by the dark side because they don't want us to hold spiritual integrity. So what I'm going to do for everyone is just do a partial alignment. You could have maybe a dozen or more of these that are actually out of alignment. And if you look upon yourself from the ceiling looking down on you, these bodies are going to turn in the almost like counterclockwise direction, so from left to right. And they are off in different degrees. So I'm going to take one of these bodies, and we'll just say that it's hypothetically at 30 degrees off or turned. So that would indicate that it would typically be maybe like on a clock, maybe at the 1 o'clock position, where 12 o'clock would be at 0 and 3 o'clock would be at 90, okay? So we're going to shift this over for you. And when I work with people, I actually get numbers of where the bodies are actually located at, and then to bring them back into alignment. This I did at my workshop a few days ago, and the people are all amazed how much better they felt. And so I'm just picking the number 30, and we'll just work backwards here. So here we go, and your body could be naturally way over this here. It could actually be as much as one whole turn off, but you are going to feel this if you're a feeling person. So here we go. We'll start from 30 and go backwards, so 30, and it's just one of your bodies here, 29. And if it's maybe, say, 200 degrees off, you can actually feel it better when it's moved, you know, this 30 degrees anyway. So 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, and 20. Okay, take a little body scan here. You may actually feel this thing moving inside of you, which most people actually felt during the workshop that I held at the ARE Center. Here we go. So we're at 20. We're going to go down now to 10. So 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Now I'm getting very hot. 14, 13, 12, 11, and we're at 10 degrees now, or 10 degrees less than what it was. And here we go. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we'll just go to 0 here. So there we go. So you can just kind of see how your body is responding. You should feel a little higher consciousness. We'll just see what pops up here in the fast chat. And we'll do an emotional clearing here, which is what I do for everyone. This is what the light chip needs you to do first. And the need is because it heals your spirit, and it heals the emotional body, and it heals the imprinting of these emotions from on your physical. This allows you to have and be susceptible to greater healings. Without this, a lot of the light chip healings cannot work because naturally your body has more gunk in it. So this is the major clearing that most people have, and they love it because it puts you into the moment. This is just a sample, and I do this healing from your current age, where you are when I start the healing, in the now, and we go back to conception. So I'm going to go back 5 days to go. That way you can actually sample this healing here. And just pick something that happened to you 5 days ago. I'm going to do this clearing. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So you should feel a little better. Look upon something that happened to you, some type of condition, some kind of trauma, pain, anger. People experience these emotions here daily on some extent, and just look at the situation, and you should feel like you are separated from it now, very distant. And I'll do a feeling body. This is like icing on the cake for a lot of people. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So the emotional body and the feeling body are completely different bodies, and these are the invisible bodies that protect the body, your physical body, from harm through mind energy, through psychic attack energy, through people directing thoughts at you. Remember, all the creation light chip healings are based on mind energy, because the mind energy needs to be released from you for the ascension process, because the mind energy is judgment, and it's not of the light. So this is where you want to focus your time and effort on as far as clearings, is to get rid of these mind imprintings. And it's not only what you had in this lifetime, it's from your ancestors. They gave you the gift of all of your troubles that you have in this lifetime, because this is why you're experiencing whatever's happening to you, is because your body wants to get them out of it. And these thoughts are what's going to actually, at some point in time, actually kill your body. And it's under the umbrella of your emotions. But there's many, many clearings that we do, and some people need more than others because they have more densities, more traumas, more stuff, and everybody's path is different than, you know, everyone. So some people may feel lighter than others. Some people feel like they have a black cloud over their head, and that's because they're dealing with more stuff, more baggage, and these clearings get rid of your baggage. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, thanks, guys, for your wonderful comments on the fast chat. So that's wonderful that you can feel those clearings as they happen. And that was just so interesting, Ron, with the new clearing. I don't know if you have a name for it yet, the one that you talked about as being like the internal Rubik's Cube alignment. It seems like it's brand new. It's probably not one that's available online. I think we had a question about that.
But if you did feel
that and are interested, just connect with Ron personally. And I'm sure if you talk to him, then you can determine if that's the right clearing for you to do. So we have a request for a sample clearing on the anxiety body.
Okay, here we go. So, same process here. Remember, all these healings are instantaneous. They're not earth-based healings. This is divine energy working with you. This is source energy. And the source energy is not God energy. So the God energy is extraterrestrial. And like I say, when you pray to a God, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y, to that ET energy, so you want to be very careful what you're doing. Check out the movie 10,000 BC. Another couple other movies that are kind of good to watch just to kind of get your feet wet is The Mist. That's where people open vortexes, which people do now. The New Agers like to do that to think that they're important, you know, with their ego, and they bring in stuff here. It may not be physical like in that movie, you know, The Mist or the other ones, but basically this here is what happens. And another good movie is They Live. That one's great. So anyway, those are some that you may want to just check out. So here we go. Anxiety body. Remember that this is the light chip working with you, the same process that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Take the word Father out of the Bible. If you wish to kind of figure out what's happening, what Jesus talked about, and put the word creation lightship, and it'll start to make some sense to you. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do another body here. We'll do a fear body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do an anger body. These are all samples again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body. A lot of people have physical pain. Here we go. 5 days cleared. A lot of energy here. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. This is designed for physical body pain. Although sometimes people talk about that their emotional pain is a lot worse than physical pain. This is why you want to have an emotional body clearing. These bodies store these traumas, which again is mind energy, all different names for it. This is why the bodies have different names to them. And they store this stuff up to keep your physical body from being destroyed by the mind energy, which is psychic attack energy, et cetera, you know, and you can go down the line to witchcraft and spells and hexes and voodoo. And it's all under the same umbrella as New Age metaphysics, as having your mind create your reality, thinking thoughts to do something, to bring something into your life. So when you do that, be very careful because you are altering typically someone else's reality because you're using a mind-based energy. And you can talk about it being in the heart, but for most people, they don't connect to their heart to do their manifestations. They use their mind. So this is the big difference here. The two energies are completely different. And unfortunately, the heart energy is not talked about that much. And people talk about using their mind to bring forth a certain result in their life, bring forth a soulmate, we'll say, or bring forth money in their life, a new job, etc. And those energies that they're using, if it's not heart-based energy and you're not in your heart feeling the energy there, and if you're using it inside of your head, then you're mind-based, and that's the darkness energy. That's your horoscope and everything else. That's the ET energies that are down here to allow you to connect to them. Like I said, the word pray and pray. When you're pray to this energy of the ETs in the different churches for God energy, then you are at pray, P-R-E-Y, to them, and you're wearing a t-shirt with the bullseye on, and they're going to come after you because you're connecting to them. This is why Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself, go within. So if you listen to this program a lot, you're going to finally get that message driven home to you, I hope. And you don't want to go outside of yourself. It's very dangerous. And you're going to get your soul stolen. So that's what happens, your spirit. So if you do want to protect your spirit, you don't want to do this stuff. So here we go. I'm going to do one other clearing here. This is another sample. I'm going to do a sample of the sensory body. And the sensory body is how you actually sample energies on the earth plane here through your different senses. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. We'll be going to the light ship probably in about 10 minutes here.
Okay, so we had a question about what is the name of the clearing that gets rid of the cell phone and computer-generated negativity.
Now, that one I can only do momentarily here for people. The light ship is not down here enough in our area, or say our physicality, to hold that space completely. Remember, the light ship is not here to fix problems on the earth plane. They're here for ascension. And some people kind of get mixed up on that. And so what they're doing is the ascension universally across the universe, and we're just one planet and one civilization here, humanity here, doing the ascension process. So I really cannot state that they're going to be doing that completely here at some point in time, because this is not what they're actually here to do. So I do samples on that so you can actually see, say, the power of the light ship, what they can do. And it can awaken a lot of people knowing that there is something out there. Remember, we're taught through duality of the ETs and the God plane, which is why they brought us religions to delude us from our spirit. We often wonder, why is the earth so screwed up? Is there a God out there? How come people are dying of famines? Why do we have wars? Well, that's because the ETs are doing this to us. Remember, they live off your emotional energies. These are dark side beings. Or they could even be beings with souls in them that turn to the dark, too, so they could be like shapeshifters. And this is why I'm not really too fond of the extraterrestrials out there. They haven't really come down here yet to help us. They've been here in our physicality for thousands and thousands of years. They're up on our clouds. Look up on these clouds now, and you can see ship clouds all over the place. They look like UFOs, so to speak. Left bottom clouds. In fact, if you get an old movie and you check it out, maybe one of the earlier movies. We had a lot of westerns back then, maybe in the 50s. And if you look at the clouds, you're going to see that they're clouds in a nice blue sky. The ones we have now are gray, and they're yucky looking. And these are the ET light, I won't say light ships, but they're ships that are there being cloaked in the clouds themselves. And in a sense, they are maybe lighter than the cloud, but they're not actually divine energies coming there. The lenticular clouds are the same way. They come to high mountains, especially like Mount Shasta, and suck out the energy there to get rid of it. You know, I do a lot of work with them to get rid of them in Mount Shasta. In fact, the clouds haven't really been there as much, you know, since I started working with them, getting them out of the energy. And they all of a sudden disappear. The light ship actually stops the movement of clouds instantly. You can have a windy day there, and all of a sudden, when you see these clouds, they don't move at all. And within normally 5 or 10 minutes, in most cases, they're completely gone. And some of these ship clouds could be, you know, miles in length. I mean, they're gigantic. Some of them could be like 5 times the base of the mountain of Mount Shasta, and all of a sudden, within 10 minutes, they're gone. So I don't know how it is now. If you've ever seen lightning go across the sky from left to right and places going up and down, so that's spiritual warfare. And most of these clouds, when they get terminated, you're going to see like a trail of like darkness kind of falling down, and they just all of a sudden disappear. So this is what's around us here. They're all over the place. Just get any kind of movie that you're looking at and look for those ship clouds in them. They're probably, we'll say, you know, at maybe 20 to 30,000 feet, something like that, up in the sky. They're all over the planet here, and they beam down to us, mind control. And this is kind of where we are. I don't want to get too negative with this here, but, you know, this is what's happening to us here. And at some point, maybe the light ship will come and get rid of them, but they're mainly concerned with ascension. And the ascension is having everybody get into their bodies and to become more whole and complete. With your spirit energy, this is the process here. So, like I say, if the ETs are out there, the good ones, you know, where are they? You know, we still have a lot of mind control here. People talk about that in other broadcasts and stuff. And until they get us, until the good ETs will say come and get rid of the mind control, which is what their job is supposed to be, to help humanity here, you know, we're not going to see much happening at all. But the light ship is here to come every 2,000 years to eliminate all of this here. So that's our main saving grace. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so a little bit earlier you talked about, you know, just the importance of getting into your heart center and how it's, you know, the mind energy, especially, that people use in, you know, trying to manifest their reality and all that kind of stuff, that is kind of like putting them into the matrix, so to speak, rather than putting them into their heart center where they can connect with their divinity. So as you were talking about that, I was wondering, so when we were originally created, each one of us as a divine being, as a spirit or soul, whatever you want to call it, did we have a mind at that point, or is the mind something that kind of got added to us later on? Was the mind itself a creation of the dark side, or is it just this part of the mind that's now under that influence?
The mind itself may have at one time been okay. Remember, the dark side mimics the light, okay? So your spirit has a mind, consciousness of the divine, which is non-judgment. And the dark side created another mind, which kind of mimics that aspect. And this is why people think that they're connecting to the divine energies when they use their mind. And they're not. They're using the dark side energy. So whatever is done on the spiritual level of creation energy, the dark side can mimic that. So whether or not there was a good mind at some point, I really can't say, because the good mind is actually from your spirit, and that's your consciousness of your spirit and your heart center. And what you want to do is, when you get more into your body with your spirit and you connect into your heart more and more, then you have the divine consciousness, and that will give you all your information. This is what you want to connect to. And what people do is they get out of that completely, and then you start using the other mind of the darkness, and that mind is actually here to, you know, torment us and to cause us all of our traumas, and this is what we go through here. Remember, the dark side loves your trauma, and they need it to live on, so they're going to completely figure out a way to give you traumas, including also parallel lifetimes. So let's go to the light ship now. And sit back and relax. This will not work on the archives because we have ETs out there that like to abduct people. And so don't think that you can go there on your own, because you cannot. And don't request to go to the light ship, because you cannot go there because you don't have the protocol. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, just think of them in your consciousness right now. And we're going to go to the light ship for some physical healing. And we're going up right now, and we're there. We're going into the first room, and this room is the room where they check us out to see what type of beings we are. Remember, the light ship works with everything that they created in light across the universe of light. We're just one particular life form. And next we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. That's what we call it. And this is where you actually select your own doctor teams. And these wonderful teams of doctors normally are going to be three, and most of them are males. So we're going to go into the hot tub room first. This is where you might find your body heating up a little bit if it needs a lot of detoxification. And now we're going into one of the other chambers here. And this room here, there's many rooms in the light ship. And this room has a lot of silver walls on it. And this is where they're going to help you to release some of your genetic programming, we'll say. Also help you release some negative patterns and negative thought forms. So we'll do this right now. This I do on the ascension calls that we have, and also on the one-hour calls that we have also. So if you like your experience tonight, we have calls Mondays and Fridays for only $20. And the time is 5:30 PST for 1 hour in length. So we're going to go into this room now. I'm going to bring in the energy of lack. And the lack energy is very well astute. It can go to the energies that you wish to release out of you. And it's like a lack magnet energy. And it will connect to these thought forms that you have somewhere in your body and release them. So the room now is actually spinning. This we call a centrifuge room, and it will take away from you different patterns. So here comes some lack energy, so stronger, and you may feel your body getting very heavy, and that's perfectly normal if it does. Don't worry about it. This is your best friend, and it'll lighten up within probably a minute or so if this is the case. So stronger, 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 more is coming in, stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, kind of just sample. Think of some thoughts. Might have an addiction pattern that you want to release, and they will help you with this as much as they can. On the light ship, you're 100% healed. Except down here, if you haven't done work on yourself enough to get rid of the baggage still stays here in these energetic, invisible bodies, and they can still wrap around you. Remember, the light ship never created these energies of mind and these bodies that are around you that the earth spirit gave to you and put around you to keep your body from dying. So here we go. Some more energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, your healings take place according to your belief. So what is the belief of all of your ancestors? What do they believe in healing? And how much work have you done on yourself physically down here to release the traumas and the baggage to allow the divine to help you? Because these bodies do not go to the light ship. They didn't create them. They're not responsible for them, but you are because you're down here on the earth plane. They will work with your physical body's blueprint and put that in perfect divine perfection. I've seen people on the light ship where they've had maybe missing arms and legs, and they're actually materialized up there instantly, and they're brought forth down here. But at that point, when you come back down and these bodies still don't agree to that, then you're going to lose the healing. So this is the way the healings work. And then we have people who have miraculous healings right off the bat. So it kind of depends where you are in your consciousness and how much work you've done on yourself. Remember, it's your belief system, and that's your faith, and how much have you worked on your faith and your genetic predisposition of your ancestors. So we're going to do one more time with this here, and you should feel a lot of energy flowing in your body. Remember, you're out of time. You're being beamed up and back continuously. So here we go. So here's some more of this lack magnet energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's going to go into another beautiful room. And this is a lot of people's favorites. We're going to go see the whales. Remember, the light ship has all these different creations there of the light. These are still light beings because they have not left the light ship yet. So these three whales, and they're white, are going to work with you and do healings. We're going into this large pool of water, and it's silver, sparkles like diamonds, and we're going in there right now. And you might actually sense the whale energies as they come down to us here. And you want to put your hand down in front of you a little bit, maybe palms forward, both hands, and kind of move them up and down, back and forth, circular motion. You're going to be feeling the skin and the texture of the skin of this these beautiful white whales. So here they come. They just kind of have this wonderful experience. And you may feel the love. Remember, all these beings are divine love energies. They're just kind of like different frequencies of it, and they have their own modalities of healing. So some particular energies might feel maybe a little better to you than others, and that's just because you're resonating more to a different aspect of love. And we're going to go to another location now. And we're going to go into the room where they have the light being choir. So they're going to be singing to us beautiful songs, and you might actually be able to hear them inside of your head. So again, just be quiet. You don't want to go out of your body naturally because your spirit needs to be there for healing. So just close your eyes if you would. And we're in this room right now, and you might be able to hear them singing to you, or at least feel your body's vibration changing, frequencies possibly, or densities leaving you during this process. And we're still in all the other rooms that we've been in before. So if you happen to see the whales, or you start to feel some of your addiction tendencies leave you, you're still there having some healing work done. And the choir now is singing to us. And how's that feel to you, Sylvia?
Oh, the choir is just amazing. I feel it as though the sound is just healing every cell in my body. It's just an amazing feeling, and I just love it. So beautiful.
We'll go into another location. And we're going to go into a room where they have oxygen, different types. We'll bring in to you down here number 87. So 87 is coming down. The different oxygens for different purposes. And here comes number 87. So you want to inhale and exhale a few times here. I'll count to five. It'll be with you. One, two, three, four, and five. There it is. So you back in about a half a minute. And next we're going to bring in, they're showing me number 47. So again, you may feel a change when you breathe it here. Some of these oxygens actually are sweet. Some may feel like they're energizing your body. So each one has a particular purpose. So here's number 45 coming to you. Okay, and we'll bring in one more, number 27. And here's number 13. Go into one other room. This is where we're going to be working with our physical body pain. Again, request healing. Remember, they always see you as perfect because These divine beings will never interfere with you, and the light will never judge any of its creations. And so everything is perfectly divine, wherever you are in your life, and it's up to you to change your perfection from one state to another. You might want to put your hand somewhere on your body. Some people like to do that during the sessions that we have. And again, request your healing. Remember, in the light chip, you are healed 100%. So bring up your spiritual blueprint, which they created for your body. And that blueprint is put back into divine perfection. Going to go into one other location. This is to help your immune system. So if you have any concerns there, again, request a healing. And you might again feel your body temperature increasing slightly if you have a lot of deficiency there. Going into a special location. Now again, this is where they can work with cancer in the body. So we're having a scan for cancer. Remember, we're out of time on the light ship, even though we're in time down here. And they're scanning us now, and we're now being escorted into various healing rooms to work with cancer. Okay, and we'll probably come back in a minute here. So we're going to go into one final room. This is the large crystal healing room. It's like a large crystal geode. And this time I'm seeing a lot of green crystals. And there's millions of them. They're all conscious beings. And you're levitating in this room now. And these beautiful crystal beings will be doing healing work with you. Okay, we're going to come back from the light ship. So we're going into the orientation room. All the healing is done between you and these light being doctors. And they're talking with you right now, maybe through mental telepathy, telling you what they found, how you can help your own healings out. So you do have that information given to you. And everything on the light ship is free choice, free will. We're next going into the transporter room where you're being joined with your animals and pets. And they're coming with you right now down the white light tunnel. So we're going to come down kind of slowly so those who are seers out there and feelers can actually sense the white light tunnel. So here we go. We're dropping down. So I'll go from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we're here fully. We're no longer on the light ship. And you may have felt your body change a little bit here. And like I said previously, all the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And if you have had a feeling or feel better, I love getting testimonials, so I'll just scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on it, and you can send me a little testimonial of how you liked the light ship and how you felt. We're having a special session, which is 4 hours of this here, on the 15th of November here, a couple of weeks away. And it's a 4-hour conference call. It's only $60, and if you wish to further yourself, definitely get on that call because the light ship is here to help everyone. This is the same process that we'll say that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. The same types of healings, just that the physical bodies are much denser now than what they were 2,000 years ago. And, you know, we just need a little more work done to us here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, actually, our time is up. I can't believe it has gone by so quickly tonight. It's been wonderful going to the light ship. And so I guess we just have to wrap it up. We're on the air 4 times a week. In case you're listening for the first time, you can join us on Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, Fridays at 6:55 on Station 2, and then, of course, Saturday at 9. So we'll be with you again Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, and remember there's a time change coming up, I think for everyone or for most of us in the U.S. anyway, this Sunday night going back 1 hour. So have a wonderful weekend. Stay heart-centered. You know, if you, the simplest thing that you can do, if you ever start to feel off or that you're in your mind or whatever, is just drop into your heart center, just like we did at the beginning of the program, and just, you know, breathe and be in your heart center and connect with your spirit there. Remember, it's all about connecting to your own divinity within your heart center and getting your guidance there. And being in your body, having your spirit present with you in the present time, in the moment, the light only works in the now. So have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Blessings to all of you. Much love, and we will see you on Monday.
Okay, blessings to everybody. Bye.
Good night.